This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1373, the strongest vocabulary for writing task one.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you will learn not only the highest scoring vocabulary for IELTS writing task one, but you'll also learn which numbers you have to have in your essay and other vital tips to get the writing score you need. This is an episode full of IELTS gold.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Aubrey, I have a question. If someone says strong language, like she uses strong language, what does that make you think of?
Ooh, I kind of think about like swear words.
Yeah, me too.
Like someone's cursing me out, calling me mean things. Yo, that's some strong language.
That's normal. Like if we say it in like daily life, that's what strong language would mean. But in today's context, guys, we're answering a YouTube subscriber question. And she talks about strong vocabulary. So we are going to give you guys the strongest vocabulary for academic writing task one today. And stay tuned until the end, guys, because we're going to give you an extra tip on how you could keep learning and develop your task one vocabulary. So stay until the end for that quick tip, guys. But let's read this student question first.
All right. This is from Lauren, who said, thanks for sharing this useful information. I hope we see more videos about task one strong words.
I love that.
This has a very different meaning when we're talking about the IELTS exam. We're talking about high scoring words, that are strong as far as affecting our score. The examiner's impressed, and it's going to give us that higher vocabulary score.
And for task one, it has like an extra meaning when we say strong, because I think this is a very important lesson today, guys, to remember. You have to use strong vocabulary in IELTS task one. And what I mean there is we're only describing the strongest numbers, right? The most noticeable numbers in task one. That's what I mean by using strong vocabulary, because we're only describing the strongest numbers. You see what I mean?
Yes. You're going to want to avoid like average, didn't change, nothing, right? Like anything where you're talking about something being unimpressive, avoid that, right? You only need to cover the most important numbers.
If this number's not interesting, don't put it in your essay. If there's nothing important about it, don't put it in your essay. In fact, when I'm going over student essays with students, I'll read a sentence they gave with a number and I'm like, now, why did you put this number in here? And if they can't say why, if they can't answer me why, then I'm like, take it out. Take it out then.
It's irrelevant. Just in our last episode, if you guys missed it, scroll back. We talked about if you're sharing irrelevant information, that's a band four. And those unimportant numbers are irrelevant for your essay.
Exactly. So today's episode nicely ties in the last episode, which was about the task achievement score. It ties that in with your vocabulary score. So really today's advice, it goes towards both of those, because if you're using today's strong vocabulary, then that means you're also only describing relevant strong numbers. So let's get to it. What can we use for static essays? Now, what's a static essay, first of all?
Yeah, so this is when you have a chart or a graph that shows a static point in time. It's not showing how information changed over time. It's almost like a snapshot of just like what happened in 1980 or in January of 2010. We're seeing one moment in time.
Exactly, exactly. So it's often a table and it's all about comparing, like comparing men and women, comparing people who graduated from high school or college or got the PhD, right? It's comparing groups of things. So here's some vocabulary, guys, for these type of graphs. Here's the first phrase, the most remarkable. Now, what does that mean and when would we use it?
Yeah, it means the same as most noticeable, which is another great term. We use it when a number is either the highest or the most impressive.
Right.
It's interesting because something remarkable is just like we're noticing it. So when I think about it, maybe the lowest number could be called remarkable, but we really use it with those that are collocated as being like the highest or the best.
Yeah. I would only use it for the highest numbers here, right? The biggest numbers. But also if there's a remarkable like surprise on there, you could say like, remarkably, both men and women scored the same on something, something. Like if that's the only number that they're the same, then that's remarkable because like it's really interesting, right? Exactly. So it does have this meaning of being really interesting somehow. So only like a very surprising trend or the biggest numbers. That's when we would use that phrase.
Yes. And the next one is either the most or least impressive number. Yeah. So this, again, it's something very noticeable, remarkable. So you can say the most impressive number, and then you're sharing the highest number for that category. Or you could say the least impressive number, meaning the lowest number for that category.
Exactly. And notice, guys, that all of these phrases have superlatives, right? Most, biggest, largest, most remarkable. Because again, the grammar here ties in with the vocabulary, ties in with task achievement. You are only describing the biggest and the smallest, right? So this kind of helps remind you what numbers we're going to include in this static essay. So the last phrase here, guys, is category. Let's say women boasted the most massive number of a million in 2003, whatever. But here the vocabulary boasted, right? We're going to use this for biggest numbers. And then most massive means this is the biggest number.
This is such a great way to replace your verb because you don't want to just state this was high, this was low, and we're using the same verb every time. That's also vocabulary repetition. Totally. So if you can use a verb like boasted instead to say that one category boasted the most massive number and then share the highest number for that category, you are replacing that that lower scoring verb. As you are learning in today's episode, a huge part of your writing task one score is the vocabulary that you choose. Vocabulary matters, whether it's on your IELTS exam or at your workplace in your target country, but your study schedule matters too. That's why we recommend Rosetta Stone as a way to learn English. Lessons are as short as 10 minutes and can be done at any time. You can fit it into any break in your schedule or add it to your morning routine. Rosetta Stone is available on desktop, but also can be used as an app on your phone or tablet, which makes it super convenient. We love how visual the learning experience is. You match words and phrases with photos, and you get a motivating ding when you get the answer right. It's fun and makes the time fly. And right now, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership. You can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons for all the languages and literally never pay a renewal fee. So why not lock it in? For a limited time, IELTS Energy listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today.
All right, let's get into the strongest vocabulary for change over time. So change over time, usually a line graph, sometimes a table, sometimes a bar chart, but it does show you numbers that change over many months or many years, whatever, many hours. These numbers change over the different times shown. So what's some vocabulary we could use here?
Yeah, the first one is fluctuated wildly. Now that means there was some variation. It went up and then down and then up again. This is definitely not for, you know, something that started low and then went high and had sort of a steady increase. Fluctuated, the same as oscillated, means it went back and forth. It had some ups and downs.
But only use this, guys, if these ups and downs are big, right? If they're noticeable. Like, you're never going to say, like, fluctuated slightly. Like, who cares? That's boring. Nobody cares right. about that, guys. Don't put boring numbers in your essay. But something, if it's, like, crazy up and down, then we want to note that. It's interesting. It's noticeable. So you can put that in your essay. But remember to always include a number, like fluctuated wildly between, and then whatever the bottom and top is of the fluctuation. So fluctuated wildly between 1 in 1,000.
Exactly. And the next one, there are two here, really impressive words for lowest and highest. For lowest, nadir, spelled N-A-D-I-R, means the lowest point on the chart. And then its opposite, zenith, for the highest number on your chart.
I love these words. So these words, funnily enough, like a lot of our interesting vocabulary to describe numbers, it comes from two places. It comes from like describing land, you know, like a plateau, what's another one? A peak, right? Like a mountain peak, a hill plateau. Like these are like geography terms, but we use them in task one. And here, nadir and zenith, these are astronomy terms. These are used to describe stars and stuff in the sky, but we can use them to describe numbers, and that's what makes them interesting. All right, these last two guys, something that increases crazily, skyrocket, and something, numbers that decrease lazily, we could say plummet. And you could emphasize the amount that happened by saying markedly as the adverb, meaning a lot.
Yes. And the thing to keep in mind, just like Jessica was saying, these are numbers that change drastically. You can't say the number skyrocketed from 10 to 12, right? It has to really be an increase that was dramatic, that was impressive to say right. It skyrocketed markedly. And same thing, if a number is just going down slightly, you shouldn't be describing that number at all. When it's a more significant decrease, that's when you say this number plummeted markedly.
Exactly, exactly. So much great advice here today, guys. So here is the tip you've been waiting for. How can you keep developing your vocabulary for task one? How can you keep learning interesting vocab to describe numbers? The easiest way here, guys, is to read the financial section or business section of any newspaper, because that's all it is describing numbers, right? So read articles from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Guardian, anything describing business, financial news. They're all going to have really interesting ways to describe numbers. So if you read a whole article from a publication like that, just choose like one or two phrases that are new, right? And focus on learning how to use those well and practice using those in your writing.
Yes, such great advice. It might not be the most interesting news article you've ever read, but your task one essay will not be the most interesting essay you've ever written. That's just how academic task one works.
That's true. It's so boring.
It is kind of boring, but that's how it is. That's why you need us to give you strategies, because it's not normal writing that you're used to doing.
No. It's not. Task one is so weird. Task one academic is so weird. I like task one general. Like, I love coming up with a story and writing a letter. But task one academic, oof, it's a slog, you guys. So that's why keep it fun. Use interesting vocabulary. This doesn't only like help you enjoy writing the essay, but it helps the examiner enjoy reading it, and it increases your score. So guys, here is a summary of the vocab we've talked about today. Aubrey, what were the phrases for a static essay?
Yes, most remarkable, most and least impressive number, and then X something boasted the most massive amount or the most massive number.
Nice. And then for change over time, we taught you fluctuated wildly, nadir, which is the lowest point, zenith, which is the highest point, and then skyrocket goes up a lot, plummet goes down a lot, and then add the adjective marked or the adverb markedly.
Oh, so good. Such high scoring vocabulary. These are going to boost your vocab scores on test day. So practice using these as you write those practice academic task one essays.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Aubrey, thank you for chatting today.
Thank you. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.